This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Fitzy, Whipper and Kate's Married at First Sight dinner party.
Oh my God.
Don't miss the Married at First Sight final vows, Sunday 7 p.m. on 9 and 9 Now.
How's everyone feeling about last night? Everyone all right with it? It was huge.
I think we're fine. I did wake up finding myself thinking about the Masked contestants and how they might be feeling.
We just had a conversation off air. I think it's cringeworthy, but that's what the show's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
What happened last night was what you see on the show. We had a live performance.
Oh,
exactly the
off.
Same.
They were ready to pop off.
You're going
to
hear that in a second. So there last night, Cassandra and Tristan, they're no longer together. Lucinda and Timothy were there. They're no longer together. Jade and Ridge is still together. They went to Bali, had a bit of a trip. Eden and Jaden. Mm. And then the two girls without their partners. So Sarah was the one that hooked up or met up with her ex while she was in the experiment. She was there without Tim, and Lauren was there without Jono. Jono's not allowed to come.
No.
Channel 9 told us you're not allowed to have him because there's the controversy around he hooking up with Ellie, and are they together? Oh. And you're going to hear an update on that soon.
Interesting, too, when I walked in, I bumped into Tim and Tristan, and they wanted a quick photo out the front before we enjoyed the dinner party, and they had been having shots of tequila just out the front of the building,
warming up before
they went in. Wow. So we knew that they'd bought their A game.
You guys know who my favourite is.
Oh, and you were so excited.
You were
sending us messages in the lead-up, and she was there. Yeah, and I think the guys working behind the scenes, lovely Vaya, doing the seating arrangement, she put this woman right opposite you at the dinner table.
At one moment I thought, I need to turn to Fitz and remind him that he's married. Because I thought you and Lucinda were just...
Because there's rumours going around that Lucinda might be an expert on the show. And do you know what I said to her last night? I said, you know what, Lucinda? You'd be better than the three that they have.
Spot on.
Controversy Fitzgerald from the start. Mm-hmm. Asked her about, would you be an expert? This was her response.
Thanks, I've got to say this with all of my heart. I could be no expert. In New Zealand or Australia, why? Because I'm not in a bloody relationship. So I think it would be laughable at this point. So it's an absolute no for me. And I don't think really, I think it's just sensationalist media. So I'm just going to put that one to the side.
What a voice.
I love
it. What a voice.
I love it.
She should do maybe an Audible book, Kate Ritchie, or something like that.
Yes.
Or a nighttime story.
Could she read your next kid's book?
No.
Tommy, can we get Lucinda in?
I mean, she could read it. I'm sure she has the ability of reading.
Tommy, can we get her in to maybe do a kid's storybook? It'd
love
be great
that.
To listen
oh, that
to
would
that
actually
for
be
to slay.
Fun. Go off to sleep.
Good night, kids.
Okay, you want some dirt?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay, so Lauren, big tour one on the show. Lauren was with Jono, right? And then the controversy that we've had over the last couple of weeks with Maths, they've found out that Jono has been text messaging another contestant on the show, Ellie.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, a couple of texts, 100 texts.
Yeah.
Right? So he wasn't there. We tried to get him there. Tom, what did Channel 9 say? He's off the books,
yeah,
isn't he?
Off the books, yeah. Off
can't
limits.
Get him.
No, can't get him.
So then we said to Lauren, what is going on with Jono? There was a bit of a bombshell that she revealed last night about Ellie and Jono. Have a listen.
The relationship with Ellie, where is that at the moment?
I can confirm that they are together and they're really happy, and I'm going to get in trouble.
This is what we need.
You said it. And they're really happy, and I couldn't be happy for them, more happy for them, and so can the rest of us.
Like, do you think you dodged a bullet that he's found
out? No, I didn't dodge a bullet, but I think they're definitely better suited, and I think we could all see that, you know, a few weeks in.
Ellie and Jono confirmed.
She knew. She told me in confidence, and that's why I'll bring it up live on air. Lauren said in confidence.
Yeah.
She said she knew from the start the way that Ellie and Jono were looking at each other. She knew that there was flirting going on from the start.
Day dot.
Oh, and she also said, I think one of the questions from the honesty box was, do you regret being intimate on the first kind of date that they had? And
she
said,
she did.
No, because Jono was right up there as far as like 10 out of 10. Well, not right up there.
No, not
I mean,
up there, but
I mean
there,
like
I mean
on
there.
The on a scale of 1 to 10.
He was a cracker in the sack, I think what you're trying to say.
Well,
Carl.
I was actually trying to be more ladylike,
more
and I made it work. lips.
It was all the way up there.
Okay, now this is where Kate and I, this is where we got really uncomfortable.
Whipper
was loving this bit.
I know.
So I'm going to set this up. Sarah was there. Sarah was the one that apparently hooked up, was the one that hooked up with
exes.
An ex in the experiment, went out and went in all this kind of stuff. So we're talking to Sarah about that. And then all of a sudden, Jaden, the guy with the kickboxer with the long hair, starts firing up and has a go at Sarah, going, no, come on, there was more than an ex. Then all of a sudden, Timothy gets involved. Then Ridge gets involved. And this, I'm not joking, this got quite serious.
It was heated.
This is what happened.
Jaden, can we get the microphone to Jaden? Jaden, what are you saying? Was there...
Pipe down.
You should stop hitting on girls at nightclubs.
Here we go.
We've got two successful relationships down here, both half your age, so you ain't got
now,
no room to talk.
Come on, Jaden. Come on, bro. Are they successful?
We are putting this fire out.
Next question.
I was waiting for a fly kick from Jaden.
It was, it got a bit full on, didn't it?
And was he age shaming or something? There's two successful relationships down here, like less than half your age.
Kate, can you tell us the awkward part you had at the start of the night when you wandered in?
It wasn't awkward, and can I preface this by saying I don't expect everybody to know who I am, okay?
What happened?
I met Ridge and Jade, and I'd done my research, and I'd been watching the show, and I had my list of all the people I needed to know on the night, and I went up, and I'm like doing the mingling stuff and meeting listeners. Hi, Ridge. Hi, welcome. Thanks so much for coming tonight. And then he introduced me to his partner, who is Jade, who I thought was the next contestant on Dancing with the Stars.
Of course.
She was like bejangled and bespangled.
Glamoured.
And like amazing cocktail frock. And she put her hand out with the vaguest look on her face and said, and who are you? I said, because I was like, oh, you're Jade. Hi, Jade, because I'd done my research because this is a work event. And she says to me, who I'm on the poster and on the menus. And she says, who are you? And
what did I was you like, say? I'm your host for the night.
No, I didn't. I just said, oh, I'm Kate. Thanks so much for coming.
And then she went, oh, you're the host of Theme Queen.
No,
huge fan of the show.
Fitzy Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.